With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
So welcome everybody to this week's EvoStick Extra. Later in the show, we're going to be previewing all this weekend's big FA Trophy ties with Andrew Simpson from the Mid-Cheshire Guardian. We're also going to be catching up with the managers at Ramsbottom United, Trafford, Kendal, and we're also going to be talking FA Cup with Stourbridge's Gary Hackett, as well as we're going to be speaking to the Buxton manager as well, Martin McIntosh, all about the FA Trophy. But before all of that, well, it's customary to start at the beginning. And in the beginning, there was James Hayes from the MPL Facebook group. Hello, James. How's things?
I'm not too bad. I'm not that old, you know. I'm all gone grey and everything, but come on.
No, but you are biblical, James, and that's what needs to be highlighted in this week's show. So, James, we're going to be discussing the league in a second or two, but just to cover off the FA Cup, very unlucky Spennymoor Town. MK Dons went 3-0 up after quarter of an hour or so. Spennymoor got a second goal back on the 83rd minute, putting the match to a bit of a crescendo there. But unfortunately, Spennymoor Town went out, but a very good effort from them.
Fantastic effort. And I think that's the first time I've had I've cursed a team in the FA Cup as well, saying that Spennymoor would win that one as well, sadly. But a fantastic fight back in this last hour of the game. From going 3-0 down to come back, obviously, winning the sale second half. And it could have been, but alas, it wasn't.
Good effort getting to the first round anyway, and you nearly did it, nearly took it to a replay. And then on Sunday, wasn't to be for Stamford, Hartlepool United winning by 3-0 in front of 2,461 supporters. We spoke to Stampy last week, possibly the biggest game in Stamford's history, and really it took until the 80th minute or so before Hartlepool United put that fixture to bed. Graham Drury said it wasn't fitness, it was the fact that Hartlepool were just a better side on the day. But again, good effort by Stamford.
Another one again, managed to last an hour against Hartlepool, something that Salford didn't do last year. Again, everyone was saying this one was going to be a tough one for Stamford. Stamford put one hell of a fight up in the first half. Obviously, I think as the game goes on against professional teams, that level shows. Well done, Stamford there.
And Stourbridge. Stourbridge got an equaliser against Whitehawk. 762 supporters there on the South Coast watching this game. Whitehawk won, Stourbridge won. The equaliser coming from Daniel Scar on 49 minutes, taking it to a replay. The replay is this Monday. And, let's hear from Gary Hackett, the manager at Stourbridge, with his thoughts going into this big replay on Monday in the West Midlands. Hello, Gary. How's things?
Yeah, good, thank you. Not too bad at all.
Now, the last time we had you on, we talked about how difficult it was to juggle competitions and that kind of thing. It must be very difficult. I mean, we're talking about Whitehawk on Monday, but there's a small matter of Spennymoor tomorrow. I mean, it must be crazy to manage Stourbridge at the moment.
It certainly brings its problematic situations, but at the end of the day, we've just got to deal with it. You know, we're don't get me wrong, we're very privileged to be in this position. Yes, ideally, a trip up to Spennymoor tomorrow on the back of going to Brighton last Saturday, 2 weeks before doing Blyth Spartans, is not ideal. You know, we did ask the league if maybe they'd look at it a little bit sympathetically, if they could defer the Spennymoor game. But, you know, we're flying the flag for the league, and they've deemed it that we've got to travel up to Spennymoor tomorrow, so we'll just get on with it and do it.
If I could turn this on its head slightly, I mean, last time we had you on, you were talking about the difficult start that Stourbridge have had because of all the away games. At some point, you're going to have an avalanche of home fixtures. Are you looking forward to that? Just having a bit of momentum building in Stourbridge.
Yeah. Well, I think you know, 16 league games. We've actually played 9 away and 7 at home. But bizarrely, you know, we were now in the middle of November, and we've only had one Saturday home league game. And that, you know, that's quite a crazy situation, just have one home Saturday league game. So, you know, it's the way it's fallen. You know, I'm not blaming the league for that. Maybe I think they could have looked at it a little bit more sympathetically to maybe defer the Spennymoor game. But they've deemed it, we've got to travel up there. And, you know, we'll get on and do our best. And whatever team I put out at Spennymoor, we'll believe we can get a victory.
I mean, I could ask you any question about the Spennymoor match. I mean, it's very pivotal for both clubs. But really, the Whitehall match is just sticking out like a sore thumb, isn't it? I mean, what was it like in the first game to get that equaliser? And what's your hopes for Monday night's match?
Yeah, I think, you know, when the tie was drawn, let's be honest, Whitehall away wasn't the most attractive of fixtures. You know, they're doing well in the Conference South. They've got their money led, and it was always going to be a difficult tie, and we went behind very early on. But to be fair, we played very well after then, deserved to get back in the game. I know everybody focuses on, you know, the little bit of controversy with the goal that was scored after the final whistle. But, you know, that's when it was scored, after the final whistle. And everybody heard in the ground before the guy had the shot that, you know, it was the end of the game. Their argument being is that maybe they should carry on until maybe the ball's out of play, which I don't quite get. Yeah, if I'd have been in their shoes, maybe I'd have had a little moan as well.
It's a rugby league thing, that, and a rugby union thing, to wait for the whistle once the ball's out of play. But anyway, this weekend, and a Monday night, the War Memorial Athletics Ground, the place to be. There needs to be a big crowd. I mean, I remember the match a couple of weeks ago with Hales Owen at your place. I listened to it on the radio, a good atmosphere there. That's exactly what's needed on Monday.
I'm pretty sure there's going to be huge support, and it's created a lot of local interest. I mean, we've got to remember, we've still got to do a giant killing act. You know, they are Conference South, and they'll still be favourites going into it. But, you know, we're massively looking forward to it. We know what's at stake. We've got a home game against Northampton, which is tremendous for us. But obviously we've got to get over the hurdle of Whitehall first.
Well, Gary Hackett, thank you for taking the time out of your busy day to come on the show. Good luck tomorrow with the trip up to Spennymoor. And genuinely, on behalf of all the listeners, a big, 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 big good luck on Monday, and we hope you win and you make it through to that second round proper, and we'll get you back on for an interview in the lead up to that game against Northampton.
Thanks, Ben, much appreciated.
So Gary Hackett there, manager at Stourbridge Bridge. Big game this weekend on Monday for Gary Hackett and Stourbridge Bridge, but home advantage might count there. Non-committal. We wish everyone at Stourbridge Bridge the best of luck on Monday, and we sincerely hope you win. Definitely. Right, later in the show we're going to be speaking to Andrew Simpson with a preview for all the FA Trophy matches this weekend, but it's now time to draw our eyes to the league, and for all of Saturday's results in the NPL Premier Division, it's now time to hand over to Cockers. Cockers!
Thanks, Ben. A North East duo, Whitby Town and Blyth Spartans, continue to lead the way at the top of the Premier Division table after both won on Saturday afternoon. Whitby are a point clear at the top after Dale Hobson's 63rd minute effort eventually proved enough to see off Matlock Town at the Turnbull Ground. Blyth are 2-0 winners at Kirkby Road against Barwell, courtesy of a Matty Patterson brace in the 21st and 62nd minute. Rushall Olympic remain level on points with Spartans after Jazz Lucky's 69th minute goal proved enough to win their encounter with bottom marker Skelmersdale United. Hensford Town and Buxton complete the top five picture after wins for both on Saturday. The Pitmen beat Grantham Town, while the Bucks won 2-1 at Silverlands against fourth bottom Sutton Coldfield Town. Frickley Athletic are third bottom after going down to a 4-1 defeat to a Nantwich Town outfit, who are now seventh. Hales Owen Town beat Colville Town, whilst Ashton United edged out Michelover Sport at Hurst Cross. Stafford Rangers drew with Warrington Town, as did Ilkeston with Marine. And that concludes all the scores from Saturday afternoon. Back over to you, Ben.
Thank you, Cockers. So Saturday's results on Bonfire Night, the 5th of November. And, well, a lot of the matches kind of went to form in a way. And league position, Whitby Town still out in front. A 1-0 win against Matlock Town. They now lead Blyth Spartans, who also won on Saturday by 2-0 away at Barwell. So the gap there, 1 point between them two. And Rush Olympic, they stay a point off the leaders as well. They beat Skelmersdale United by 1-0. And Hensford Town beat Grantham by 1-0, so they stay in touch as well. 3 points now behind Whitby Town in fourth position. And Buxton, they won 2, and we're going to be speaking to Martin McIntosh in a second. But Buxton, they beat Sutton Coldfield Town by 2-1. So it's pretty much, James, as you were in the playoff and top spot at the moment.
It was indeed. And again, obviously, Spennymoor gaining another game in hand now, obviously, because their game got called off at weekend. But yeah, the top five, you can't really say too much about what's going on because they've all done what they needed to do.
Now, that result for Buxton beating Sutton Coldfield Town 2-1, unfortunately, after that match, Neil Toof, Sutton Coldfield Town, unfortunately, parted company with the club. And obviously, Neil Toof was on last week, and some of the listeners have got in touch to say how great he was on last week's show. Very determined, and obviously, he's got a love for Sutton Coldfield. So, me personally, I'm a bit gutted to see Neil Toof go. He was a big fan of the show as well. And we wish him all the best, don't we, James?
Indeed. So, I mean, it's not been an easy season for Sutton. And again, I think a lot of people were not expecting them to do what they did last year, except for those on the podcast at the beginning of the year. But Neil Toof, after 7 seasons as well, he's done a lot of work for Sutton. It's going to be hard to emulate last year's performance on the start that they had as well. But
I mean, that's what came out in the interview last week. Last season, they clearly overachieved. This season, as we said last week, they're not out of it at all. They're above Frickley, they're above Corby Town, they're above Skem, and they're within touching distance of the likes of Colville, Barwell, and a decent run of form. They'll be near Grantham and Marine. So it's been a difficult start to the season, but I think last week Neil Toof demonstrated that, you know, he had fire in his belly for the job. So it is sad, but you know, we wish everyone at Sutton Coldfield Town well, finding a replacement and moving forward as a club. We mentioned it last week.
Yeah,
the supporters at Sutton Coldfield Town are tremendous. So all the best. And we'll come to the fixtures for this weekend in a second or two. But just to mention some of the midweek results in the league as well. On Monday night, Stourbridge beat Skelmersdale United by 2-1. That result sees Stourbridge up to 12th in the league now. And then on Tuesday evening, Ilkeston went down by 3-2. Spennymoor had a league game. There you go. That's rare, isn't it? Spennymoor Town won 3-2. As we said, that takes them up to 6th position in the league now. And Matlock Town bounced back, beating Grantham Town by 2-1, showing a bit of character there. Matlock Town, after the weekend's result, showing that they're in this, and they're now in 7th. Workington 4, Marine 0. Workington now leapfrogging Marine into 14th position in the league table. And goes to show you just how crackers this league is. Marine scored 8 goals last week in various competitions against one side, and there's Workington scoring 4 past Marine. So, crackers is what we're saying. So, this weekend's matches in the league, where should we start? Well, let's start with game of the day, shall we? Spennymoor Town against Stourbridge. Now, Spennymoor Town have got games in hand. Stourbridge have got one eye on that replay on Monday. How do you think this is going to go, James?
I think Stourbridge can't afford to not pay attention to the cup in the situation they're in. Again, they've got a cracking home time waiting there. Even though you're saying it's game of the day, I think the interest is going to be somewhere else for Stourbridge at the moment. They're still within touching distance. They have a couple of points off the playoff push at this moment in time, but it's nothing that they can't do with the games they've got in hand.
But Scott Lynch has been in touch with regards to that Spennymoor-Stourbridge fixture. Spennymoor are at home to Stourbridge, not the easiest of games. Stour, a very good side on their day, but he says, James, Spenny will win by 2-1. Should remember the last time Stourbridge went up to the North East, I think it was for that game against Blyth, and I think Blyth won, didn't they? Well, we'll wait and see, won't we? We'll wait and see. Right, next game to talk about. Let's talk about this one here. Warrington Town against Rushall Olympic. Rushall Olympic, I'm not going to suggest the surprise packages because Whitby Town are top of the table at the minute, but Rushall Olympic are in the pack now. They're third in the league. Doesn't look like they're going to be slipping out anytime soon, but that said, Warrington Town, I think they'd like to be where Rushall are. So, what do you reckon?
Warrington have just had the last 3 games have just been dreadful. Sorry, the last 4 or 5 games have been dreadful for them. They've only got a point out of the last 15 available, whereas Rushall have just come out of that little bit of a dip that they had a couple of weeks ago. it's going to be more beneficial to Rushall to get the win just to put the pressure on Whitby and Blythe.
Now, just to say, those are the two matches affecting the top end of the table, but there are also four matches in the league this Saturday involving teams down the bottom end of the table. Let's start with this one here. We mentioned it earlier about Sutton Coldfield Town. This weekend, they're hosting Coalville Town, and we've had a piece of correspondence in with regards to this fixture from Peter Bibbings, who says, Sutton are at home to Coalville. We are currently managerless in what is a must-win game. Goodness knows how it'll turn out, but it's going to be interesting to see how. So it could go one or two ways. We've had this before this season where a club, the manager departs the club and the caretaker staff who come in to steady the ship do a decent enough job. So it's going to be an interesting one, as Peter rightly points out.
Sutton just need to get points on the board, and I think it's a good opportunity here with the way that Coalville are playing at this moment in time. They don't like playing the teams down the bottom end at the moment.
Skelmersdale United are hosting Ilkeston this weekend at Stormy Corner. And looking outside my window, we're recording this on Thursday afternoon, I have to say, Stormy Corner is probably about right. This weekend, it's going to be a tricky one, this for Ilkeston. They've got to be on it, haven't they? Because Skem, they've brought in a couple of new players, haven't they? And, you know, it's only a matter of time before they bed in and Tommy starts to get the team to work. So could it happen this weekend?
It could do, because like I mentioned last week with Tony Sullivan, as not only that, he's bringing in some of the teams that have won. He's won the First Division North with, and they used to have Tommy players as well.
So that's Skelmersdale United against Ilkeston. And elsewhere in the relegation battle, we've got Workington against Corby Town. We've had a piece of correspondence in about this fixture, and arguably it's my favourite piece of correspondence this weekend so far. John McPherson, hope we, that's Corby Town, can win one in a row tomorrow at Workington. So there you go. Come on, John, it's fine. So, you know, they've got the new manager in there, Gary Mills, and it's bound to click at some point. He's made some alterations too with the playing staff. It's been a bit tricky. They've had that game against Nantwich and Stourbridge. Again, like the Skem situation, you've got to imagine that some of the sides down the bottom end, with Skem, with Corby, with Frickley as well, at some point, something's going to click.
It is indeed, but Workington, they've turned themselves around from the start of the season, and as they can see, there's something that they've been able to do time after time. They're not a team that's normally down the bottom end in this one in the NPL. They're normally, these are some of these that will always fight for the title. I mean, again, the playoff run they had last year was fantastic, just to sneak them in to losing the final against Salford. But the main thing is their opposition, Corby, they've gone back to not, they can't find a goal from anywhere at this moment in time.
And lastly, on Saturday in the league, Ashton United against Frickley Athletic. What can you say about this one? I mean, Ashton United, currently ninth position. They're only 6 points off Buxton at the moment. Frickley Athletic, they're on 14 points, 3 points from safety, but they have played a lot of games, Frickley Athletic.
They have, and again, a similar situation to Sutton Coldfield, they've got to get a result this weekend just to get them, keep them in contact. Again, another team down there with quite a significant goal difference at this time of year against Ilkeston. Again, it's effectively four points behind them at this moment in time. Ashton, but similar sort of situation with Ashton. They've got games against everyone else, but just to put the pressure on Matlock, Buxton, Hensford, whilst they're not playing this weekend. Yeah, I can see that being a draw, but both teams need the win at this moment in time. Frickley more than Ashton, but both teams need the win.
James Hayes from the NPL Facebook group, thank you for joining us. How can people get involved with all the discussions, chatter and banter that's going on the EvoStick NPL Facebook group right this very second?
Facebook.com/groups/the NPL or on Twitter at the NPL group.
Now, just before you go, Sunshine, we do need to cover off one last piece of news, and it's the welcome return, everyone. I know you've been waiting for this. It's the Integro League Cup Dudes and League Cup first round roundup. Boom! James, Tuesday night is the place to be for the Dudeson. First round, there's so many matches taking place. I daren't read the list, but there's about how many games? Is this 20-odd games taking place?
It's pretty much every team except Sutton Coldfield, Stourbridge, and whoever gets a replay on Saturday.
Blimey, it's manic. It really is. So best of luck to everyone taking part in the Dudeson, the Integral Dudeson on Tuesday night. There's two matches on Wednesday night as well, we should say. I'm just going through the list to try and find any of note. Ashton United against Warrington, that's quite boom, bang, a bang. Apologies if I missed you off this. I'm Buxton against Radcliffe. Wow. Yeah. I'll ask Martin McIntosh about that match in a second. And Glossop against Witten, that's quite tasty. Hailzone against Rushall.
Castle Stafford, actually, that yeah, could be a good side. Absolutely. Both at the moment.
Leek Town against Hensford, that would be quite interesting to watch. And
Colby Elmersdale.
Yep, absolutely. And Stocksbridge against Spennymoor. Goole are in a bit of form as well. Whitby Town against Goole could be an upset there. And Workington against Ramy, that's quite interesting too. And I think we did a good job there rounding up the Dudeson. What do you think?
Yep. Indeed, so obviously we must be
Charlene against Blythe. Look at that. Anyway, you crack on. What did you say?
Obviously, we'll be able to speak more about it next week because obviously a lot of these will, quite a few of these could get called off yet for trophy replays instead.
Yeah.
But obviously, I think the big one there is going to be Rushton and Diamonds and Corby. Both of them were in the conference a couple of years ago.
Rushton and Diamonds and Corby Town put the North in Northamptonshire. That's what we're
there
saying.
There we go.
Yeah. Anyway, James Hayes from the NPL Facebook group, thank you for joining us this week on Evo Stick Extra, and you have a lovely week. So, enough about the league. It's now time to draw our eyes to the really important matters of non-league football this weekend, and that's the second qualifying round of this season's FA Trophy, sponsored by somebody, but I can't be bothered looking it up. But I can be bothered speaking to this guy on the other end of the phone. It's Andrew Simpson from the Mid-Cheshire Guardian. Hello, Simo, how are you?
I'm all right, and I don't know who the sponsor is either.
Who sponsors the FA Trophy? It's really bad for an official league podcast not to know who the sponsor is. So coming up, we've got interviews.
It's field-based, Ben. If you want to do that, then there you know, it's field-based.
Who are field-based? Anyway. What are they?
Field-based, and I think they're like, they hire out building equipment, I'm pretty sure that's what it is, but I don't know.
Listen, if you're in the building trade and you use Buildbase for construction stuff, why not use EvoStick for something else as well while you're there? So happy to help.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's the commercial messages done. Right, so coming up in the next 20 minutes or so, we're going to be joined by Martin McIntosh at Buxton. We're also going to be speaking to one of the managers at Ramsbottom United, plus the managers at Trafford and Kendal, because we reckon there might be some upsets on the cards this weekend. But we're going to start this preview in alphabetical order. Good old-fashioned alphabetical order.
Yeah.
There's an old Division 1 South affair taking place in Northamptonshire as AFC Rushton and Diamonds take on Lincoln United.
Yeah, it's the battle of the Cup Kings, because they both had a really good run in the FA Cup this season. Lincoln just missing out on the first round. They went out in the fourth qualifying round, and Rushton had a good run to the third qualifying round. And because I had a little bit of time this afternoon, because I'm quite sad, I've worked out that between them, they've won nearly $40,000 in prize money from FA competitions this season. If you add the wins they've had in the FA Trophy as well, that's pretty good, isn't it? Looking at the relative league positions, you'd make Rushton favourites for this, although Lincoln are a little bit like Stamford, we've talked about in previous weeks, have got a lot of catching up to do because of their cup commitment. So they've only played 11 league games. So looking at the table, they're 20th, but they've got a lot of games in hand on the teams above them. Rushton are flying. They haven't lost in the league since the first week of the season, so they've got 11 games without defeat now. But Lincoln have just hit a little bit of a bump in the road that won any of the last four league games. In fact, the only game they've won in the past half dozen is when they beat Gresley in the previous round. So I think Rushton are favourites, particularly as they've got home advantage. But I think, the league table's a little bit of a red herring. I think it might be closer than that suggests.
And both managers would freely admit that they want to be at least in the playoffs this season. So both very ambitious. And I think they've both got the teams to match that ambition. But then again, as we've said so many times on the show this season, half the teams in Division 1 South have got that ambition as well, so tricky league.
Yeah, definitely. I suppose the advantage they've got, we've touched on the money, they've got a few quid to spend on the team if they so wish. But Rushton have put a really good run together, and they're just outside the playoffs now. For a long time, And we talked on this show this season, they've kind of been hovering mid-table because they've been playing elsewhere. But they have picked up some points in the league in the past few weeks, so are now really knocking on the door of the playoff places already.
Now, if you're wondering why we're focusing on other teams when it comes to potential upsets and ignoring the next one, that's because I fully intend to have Neil Parsley, the manager at Farsley Celtic, on the Division 1 show at the end of the month, because Farsley Celtic are doing very, very well at the moment. They're traveling to Barwell this weekend, and there is a potential for an upset there, isn't there?
Yeah, I think so. Barwell are out of sorts. They've lost the last three in the league, only won one of the past seven, so they're struggling. Farsley, I think we talked about this last time we were at the Heaton Hops. They just had a little blip where they lost to Lancaster and Brighouse, and they dropped down. But since then, since we recorded that, they've gone on to win three of the next four games and are now back at the top of the table. I think they'll really, really fancy this. Would it be an upset? Yeah, I think it's an upset. It would be an upset. Barwell have only ever once reached the next stage of the FA Trophy. They've only been in the third qualifying round once. And you might remember this is when they played FC United a couple of years ago. In the FA Trophy, but they've not been to the third qualifying round other than on that occasion. You don't remember it, do you?
I don't.
Barwell.
We played Barwell in the FA Trophy.
Yeah, and it went to a replay.
Oh, we played them at Stalybridge. I do remember. I do remember. What a cold evening that was. I do remember. Anyway, I don't remember much of the football, but it was freezing. Anyway, moving on. Blythe Spartans are hosting Halesow in town this weekend, and we've had some correspondence in from the dear listener at home. Scott Dewhurst has been in touch to say, Halesow to knock us out of the FA Trophy, followed by Shaw Lane knocking us out of the League Cup, followed a week later by Bedlington knocking us out of the Senior Cup and all of our cup dreams being shattered. That's the spirit, Scott Dewhurst.
That's quite different.
Yeah.
Is there an ulterior motive in that would leave Blythe free to go on and win the league title? Because we've talked about them in previous seasons having commitments in the cup that have ultimately derailed their ambitions in the league. So maybe in jest there is some seriousness as well.
Maybe.
Not sure the manager would agree, by the way, but I think that's maybe where Scott's coming from.
But I'll balance that with John Hague. I'd like to see Blythe progress in the trophy, and there's no reason not to. Paul Woolston had a good debut at Barwell, a while since we had England's number one between the sticks. I wouldn't mind us getting dumped out of the Dudeson, though, on Tuesday. Away Blythe. Don't be harsh on the Dudeson, will you?
There's just no love, is there?
No.
There's no love for that competition.
But this is the goalkeeper who wants to extend his loan period, I think, at the club, isn't he?
Yeah. Blythe, I've already played Halesowen once this season, hammered them 5-0 back in August. I think Halesowen are vastly improved since then. They must be quite frustrated because they're still hovering in the middle of the league, but it feels like they've been playing much better. In fact, I had a look, they've won five of the past seven games in all competitions, so they are doing better, but it doesn't seem to have translated into a spring up the league table. I thought their manager, John Hill, gave quite an interesting interview with their local paper this week in which he described going up to Blythe in the FA Trophy as a free hit, kind of saying that they're massive underdogs and if they get knocked out, no one will really kind of raise an eyebrow. But I think they're in a little bit better form than that. I wonder if there's a little bit of mind games there. Blythe are being Blythe, 8 unbeaten in all competitions and obviously, historically, and also this season, very, very strong at home.
I don't want to ruin the interview in a minute, but David Foster for Kendal Town against Nantwich, he says the same thing, it's a free hit. So that must be like the new intern for managers going into games where they're underdog. And speaking of managers, it's time for our first interview. Buxton against Kingsland Town. We had Martin McIntosh on, I think it was the start of September when they played Ashton United and got that victory in the league. And obviously, he was talking in that interview at the time about how they're going to get to November and then the usual thing will happen and it's difficult and we need to make sure we're in the mix and that kind of thing. Buxton are still in the mix and doing quite well, but it'd be good to catch up with Martin McIntosh. So let's see what he has to say. Welcome back to the show, Martin McIntosh, manager at Buxton. Hello, Martin. How's things?
I'm fine, thanks, Ben. Yourself?
I'm all good, mate. So this weekend, there's the big match against Kingsland, which we'll cover off in a second or two. But just we had you on, obviously, in September, for just before that cracking win against Ashton United. How's the season been since that evening?
Yeah, it's been going well. We're obviously in the top five at the moment. We've lost four games all away from home, which I think three of them were 1-0s. And each one of those games, we could perhaps have won those games. So it was very, very fine lines between winning and losing. And we're doing well. I'm quite pleased with our home form as well.
Last week, we heard from Phil Parkinson, and obviously that 1-0 defeat against Nantwich Town. But he was very complimentary towards the way Buxton were playing and how close that game was. And then you followed that up with that 2-1 win against Sutton Coldfield, steadying the ship kind of thing. And it seems to me that Buxton are very much contenders this season, and it looks like it's going to last.
Yeah, well, I mean, the game against Nantwich, we played very, very well and played a lot better in that match, actually, than we did against Sutton Coldfield at home. So, and again, Nantwich are another team that you know, have been one of the best that we've played. And there's many, many teams up there. I think there must be 10 teams that are really, I think, along with ourselves at the moment, challenging to be in that top five, I would say.
And you touched upon it there. I mean, what do you make of the promotion race at the moment? It's I mean, it was wide open the last time we spoke, and it's not got any better, I wouldn't have thought.
Well, there's not many points between the top eight. You know, Matlock are going well. Spennymoor are really motoring now that they're not in the cups. And you know, you've got Stourbridge who could still come. And you know, there's, as I say, I think there's 10 teams in there. Whitby were fantastic when we played them. So were Nantwich. So many different styles of play and different challenges that you face in every match you play. And it's really interesting and probably better than last year for me.
Absolutely. And you mentioned Spennymoor there being out of cup competitions. That leads us on nicely to the FA Trophy. And this weekend, Buxton are hosting Kings Lynn Town, our old friends from Norfolk. It's a long way to travel for them. They did have a decent outing the last time they played in the league, but they are in the lower end of the Southern League. What are you expecting, without me jinxing it too much?
Yeah, well, we always know it's going to be difficult. They've beaten Stourbridge in the last round away from home, so, I mean, that tells you everything. If you can go to Stourbridge and win, you're going to be a good side. They've obviously got Liam Metham, who we all remember from his Box Up Town days, who gets penalties for fun and scores them for fun. And so we're going to have to watch him tomorrow. He's obviously a very, very good striker at our level. So we'll have to try and keep them quiet to win the match or get in and out of the match.
Silverland's the place to be. Buxton, 3 o'clock kickoff if you're in the area. Head down there. Just to say with Joyce, it won't be rained off. There's no snow or anything like that. You'll be fine. Head down there. Game will be on. 3 o'clock kickoff. And on behalf of all the listeners, Martin, wish you all the best of luck. We love it when an NPL side does well against the Southern League side. So we hope you win, and we'll get you back on when you're in the next round.
Pleasure. Thanks very much, Ben. Cheers.
So Martin McIntosh there speaking before Buxton against Kings Lynn Town this weekend. And myself and Andrew Simpson have no idea what Martin McIntosh said at time of recording, but I'm sure it was very insightful. But there's a good chance this weekend against Kings Lynn. They're not playing the best, and they've got to travel to Buxton firstly as well. It should be all right for Buxton.
Buxton are definitely favourites. We're saying about Blyth being strong at home. Buxton are unbeaten at home this season in league and cup, so that's another reason that they'll feel really good going into this. Kings Lynn's away form in the Southern Premier League is absolutely dire. Only two teams have got fewer points than them away from home. The only kind of silver lining perhaps for them is that they had a brilliant win in the last round away to Stourbridge. So they have gone to a decent Northern Premier League, Premier Division side, and knocked them out on this run so far this season. But I had a little look as well how they got on in the two seasons they were in the Northern Premier League when they went to Buxton, and they didn't win on either of those occasions either. So Buxton definitely favourites to win this one.
Now, we've had some correspondence in about this fixture, and just to say, I'm going to do a bit of political satire now, dear listener, so I hope you're all sitting comfortably at home. But the new leader of the free world assures me that climate change is a hoax, and therefore, you know, the comments I've made about snow in Buxton might not be true. So I'm just saying that for now.
Forget everything you thought you knew.
I know. So Joyce, here he is. Kings Lynn at home to Buxton in the trophy. Have they got that old air balloon they used at Filbert Street in the 70s in that museum? It needs sending up ASAP up Silverlands with the amount of rain forecasted for Saturday. One way, like, to beat them, but then again, do we need a cup run that you know is going to get in the way? We had snow up there this weekend before the end of November, so he's won the wager against me. So just to say again, Joyce, it's not real. So there you go. Open up the coal mines. Boom. Let's do it. But yeah, good luck to Buxton this weekend. Kingsland are no longer in this league, so therefore we hope you win. Moving on, Grantham Town against Matlock Town. This is quite intriguing.
Yeah, definitely. And they met on Tuesday night of this week, and Matlock won 2-1. Although they were at home on that occasion, and they're making the trip up to Grantham this weekend. Matlock are in really good form. Something we touched on in the last live record at Heaton Hops, and they've continued that. They had a really good win in the last round as well, going and beating Spennymoor. Although Grantham had a good win as well. They hammered Stratford Town to get through 4-0. They're not in great form, though, and their home form is a little bit dodgy this season. They've lost half their home games in the league. So Matlock go up there with the benefit of having the psychological boost of beating Grantham on Tuesday, and also knowing that they're in really good form. So I think they'll fancy it.
And it's weird that, because Grantham Town, you could always rely on the home form, couldn't they?
I was surprised when I had a look at that today. They've lost 5 in 11 home games in the league, and that feels a lot for Grantham. Every manager loves to say it's a difficult place to go, but I've been and reported on games there, you've been to see games there, and it actually is.
It really is
a difficult place to go. That is true.
This one as well, Hensford Town against Stafford Rangers. What do you reckon?
It's one of the ties of the round, this. The kind of local rivals as well. Hensford having a really good season. Fourth in the Premier Division at the moment. Had a good win against Stamford in the last round. Won the last three league games, so they're in good form. Their home form, we talked about home form of a couple of other sides. Their home form is brilliant as well. Only Whitby have scored more points in home games this season. So a really, really tough place to go at the moment. But Stafford, they are picking up. Again, we touched on them in recent versions of the show. They're picking up, but they're not kind of like Hale Zoe, not quite making the progress they would like up the league table. Their away form's not great, but there is a kind of spanner in the works of this whole game as well, in that Hensford confirmed yesterday that Solihull Moors have made an approach to seek permission to speak to Liam McDonald, because obviously they've got a managerial vacancy after Paul Bignett agreed to take over at Grimsby. So there's that in the background here has added an element of the unknown, whether they've granted that permission, they didn't say in the statement, whether things will move quickly, whether he'll even be there at the weekend. So there's a kind of seed of doubt around this now, whereas I think I was building up to say Hensford are favourites, and it will be interesting to see whether that unsettles them going into this game. Like I say, it is against a local rival as well, so there's a little bit extra riding on it.
And Liam McDonald, he's a cracking manager, and very impressive to listen to and talk. And when we've had him on, he's one of the few managers who I actually the talk I have with him after the interview is longer than the interview. We'll have a chat about everything that's going on, not just in this league but in other leagues. His knowledge of non-league football is superb, so you can see why Solihull Moors might be interested, and obviously the work he did as well at Redditch United last season. He's a good manager.
Absolutely, very much so. And the work he did at Redditch probably, you know, it got him the gig at Hensford. He's only been there since the summer, so it would be a massive blow for them, particularly as they're trying to get back into National League North. It'd be a massive blow to lose a manager that appears to have the ability and also the team he's putting together to take them back there. So an interesting few days ahead for Hensford fans.
Can I say something controversial?
Go for it.
I reckon Hensford Town's a bigger club than Solihull Moors.
Oh!
I'm just saying, I think it's true. I've been to both clubs, and, you know, Solihull Moors is right next to the airport. There's not much room for expansion. They've got one stand and a bus stop, and Hensford Town, they're set up there. I know it's two divisions below, but there's...
That's the thing, isn't it? It's the two-division thing. Does he fancy having a crack at the National League? That would be, I think, what would be the clincher, what the ultimate thing, and the temptation of that. Or he might say, well, I'd quite fancy taking Hensford. Might try and take Hensford. If Solihull can get there, why can't I take Hensford there? There is that as well.
We've had correspondence in about this fixture. Kevin Fowler Parks has been in such a difficult home game. Local derby, Hensford Town v Stafford Rangers in the FA Trophy, going for a 2-0 win for the Pitmen. So there you go. Now then, moving along to Division 1 South. There's an old Division 1 South affairs. Kidsgrove Athletic are hosting Stocksbridge Park Steels. And luckily, we've got a guy who's seen a lot of Division 1 South this season in Andrew Simpson here. What do you reckon?
If you'd asked me this a few weeks ago, I said Stocksbridge would have been big favourites to win. They're in really good run of form. And they actually did play Kidsgrove in the league last month at Kidsgrove and did beat them 2-1, so they've got that under their belt as well. But Stocksbridge have just hit a little bump in the road, and they've fallen out of the top five, and in fact, because other teams have been picking up points, they've dropped all the way down to 10th, although the league table is quite tight. They've only won one of the past five, so they've just kind of swayed away from that good run that they were on. Kidsgrove, they're having a miserable time at home. They've lost 5 of the 7 league games there. So I think Stocksbridge are probably still quite favourites, even though they've lost their way a little bit. But and it might be a way for them to kickstart their season and get back on track again. Kidsgrove, again, they're another of those teams who've kind of been waiting for them to kind of get their act together and climb the table. They had the managerial change early on. It's still not quite happened for them. So, again, maybe they have had a couple of good results in the Cup though this season. You remember they beat Stafford, didn't they,
yeah,
in the FA Cup? So they've produced their best performances in knockout games. So maybe that's a good omen for them.
Now, moving along, Marine against St Neots Town. Another opportunity for the MPL to show the Southern League just what's what. Last week Marine scored 8 goals, but then in the last game they conceded 4. Can't quite work them out.
No, they've only won 1 of the past 8 league games, so they're having struggling a little bit. But their home form has held up. Their home form is still, their home record this season is still pretty good. It's still it's proven to be a difficult place for teams to go and turn them over. So they'll be kind of take some comfort from that. St Neots are in the bottom half of the Southern Premier League Premier Division, but they've actually been a little bit better away from home in the past month. So they might not be as concerned about making a trip. I think it's a tough one to call because they're both not in great nick. Although Marine did have that really, really good win against Ashton United, didn't they, in the last round. So again, it's a competition where they have shown maybe their best so far this season.
Now then, it's time for our next interview, and it's going to be with the Kendal Town manager, David Foster. Kendal Town, as we alluded to earlier, have got a In Bunny Ears free hit this weekend as they're travelling to the Weaver Stadium, or the Dabba Dome, as some people call it, to take on Nantwich Town. Let's hear what David Foster has to say. Hello, David. How's things?
Very good, Ben. How are you?
Good. I'm all good, thank you very much. We'll be discussing the FA Trophy match in a second or two, but just to touch upon the league form, since we had you on, Kendal are still hunting down that playoff spot and well in the mix.
Yeah, we're on a good one at the moment. Probably worrying the chairman, but he can worry about that. We're in a good place at the moment, we're moving along nicely, and turning a few heads probably. But we're obviously really pleased with how things are going, and like I said, got an honest bunch of lads who are giving everything, and at the moment the results are going for us, so that's always pleasing.
And I say in the hunt for the playoffs, strictly speaking, obviously there's teams who played 3 or 4 games less around you, but one win away from top spot and currently in 7th, so it is a ridiculous league at the moment, and it must be pleasing to have had a start like this, and is the expectation now to keep up there and to keep putting the pressure on towards the top end?
Yeah, I think, I mean, our I think last time I was on, we mentioned how bizarre the league is this year, and it's certainly, to have 5 teams all tied on 28 points and us just behind and a few others and that, is a strange league, and I don't suppose it will change much as we go through the year, really. But at the end of the day, our approach has always been the same. We take each game as it comes and try and make sure that we're well prepared and do everything to try and take maximum points from every game. We don't try and look too far ahead. I think we're quite a level-headed bunch. I think we just sort of enjoy it when things are going well, and don't perhaps overreact too badly when things don't go quite as well. I think that's a lot to do with the average age of our squad being quite young, and that, and they're young, they're learning, they're going to make mistakes. And I think maybe that's paying off at the moment. That I think that the one thing I've asked from them is some consistency. And at the moment, we are being consistently good, and obviously the results are coming that way for us as well. So like I said, I don't think the league will change much, we're certainly enjoying it at the moment.
Now, you could put the league to one side for this weekend. We touched upon it earlier. The second qualifying round of the FA Trophy, it's Nantwich Town against Kendal Town this weekend. Nantwich Town always good on the day, a cracking football inside by all accounts. Kendal Town, a young, energetic side. This one's going to be an epic match at the Weaver on Saturday, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's all the recipes for a great cup tie. Obviously, Nantwich are absolutely flying at the moment, and my homework probably confirms what you said. They seem to be a very, very good on the iron. Very, they're full of talent, really. It'll be a tough task for us, but like I say, our approach is really we've got a free swing at it this weekend. You know, we've got a lot of ambitious lads who are keen to move up the pyramid, and they'll get a little snapshot really of what that league is, you know, potentially like, and what's going to be needed to be able to compete at that level. So you know, with nothing to lose, it's a, you know, it's a good surface, a good stadium there. It's a good club, and like I say, they're in really good form at the moment, and we're in good form. I certainly think it'll be a footballing game. Yeah, we're really looking forward to it, and you know, hopefully we can come up with the right result.
Well, David, unfortunately, this isn't the Division One show this month from interviewing you on. It's the main Evo Stick show, so I can't say I hope you win. And Parkinson does listen, so I won't jinx it. But we'll interview you in the next round. How's that?
Absolutely fine.
David Foster, there, manager at Kendal Town. Thanks for taking the time out of your busy day to come on the show.
You're welcome.
So David Foster there, manager at Kendal Town, thanks for coming on the show. Kendal Town against Nantwich Town. Now, just bear in mind, Simo, with your views on this one, Phil Parkinson listens to the show.
Oh, right, okay. I know Phil, so if he wants to shout at me, then he can. But Kendal will fancy it, to be fair. I mean, again, it's a theme we've visited a couple of times, but Nantwich still haven't really sorted it out in that I have no idea why. Maybe there is a theory why, but their home form is still pretty wretched. In fact, they have the worst home record in the Premier Division. Nobody's got fewer points than they have at home, which is weird when you then kind of juxtapose that with the fact that they've not lost any of their past 10 league games. So that suggests that they're in half decent form. So are Kendal. Kendal have a really good season just outside the playoff zone in Division 1 North. And, of course, they had a really good win in the last round against Skem. So they have knocked out a Premier Division team. They can take a lot of heart from that, and like I said, they're in good form. Won three successive games in the league. I think it's a slightly more difficult one to call than it might otherwise have been. Nantwich had a good win in the last round as well. They beat Warrington, but there is just that seed of doubt that they haven't yet got their act together at home.
And just to say as well, based on the interview we just had, I think it's going to be a very attractive game to watch because Nantwich Town, as Phil Parkinson mentioned last week to Johnny Crowther, like to play lovely football. I've seen them in the flesh. They do like to play lovely football. But Kendal Town, a young side and play attractive football. So it's going to be a good game to watch that at the Weaver. Next up, Ramsbottom United against Redditch United. We'll hear Simo's views in a second. But on Thursday afternoon, I caught up with one of the joint managers, Mark Fell, at Ramsbottom United to hear his views on this one. Well, hello, Mark. How's things?
Hi, mate. Very well, thank you.
So welcome to the show. It's your debut. Must be a very proud moment for you and everyone.
I've waited for this
season. So we'll speak about the FA Trophy match in a second, that big game this weekend against Redditch United. But before that, just a general thought to the start Ramsbottom United have had. It's been an okay start to the season for the club.
Yeah, mixed, really. We didn't have the best of initial starts. And we spent all of October probably recovering from that. Sort of mishap or certainly not the results that we wanted early on. And we've recovered to the point where we're sort of, I think we're within 6 points of the playoffs and 9 points at top, and I think we've only lost one in nine. So certainly we've improved. And that's been a little bit with personnel changes, but a little bit with knowing the league as well and putting a brand new side together. I think we've only got one player that was part of the side that was relegated last year that's still with us now. So we've had a lot of changes, and with change comes a little bit of time to get things together and the team to gel. But I think we're finally getting somewhere.
Now, it has been a bit of a difficult year for Ramsbottom United with the flood that happened last Boxing Day and the relegation, as you said. Yourself and your cohort there, Paul, have come in towards the end of May. What was your expectations for the club in this new season, this new era?
Well, I think we knew that it was going to be a rebuild. I think that was always the case. I mean, because we didn't actually get started till probably the end of June, it meant that we probably missed the boat on a lot of the things we wanted to do. I mean, even sorting pre-season friendlies out for us was difficult because teams have sorted themselves out towards the start of the calendar year for the start of the next football year. So our expectations were that we knew we'd have to stabilise. The club had had a horrific 18 months and we wanted to... part of our job was, one, to put the club back on the map, get people back through the turnstiles, the crowds had dropped off, and to make it feel a little bit more like Ramsbottom United should feel. And hopefully results will come with that, and we've had to put a new side together. And I think, as I said before, we're now getting to the point where we're going into games thinking, yeah, you know, we've got a real chance here. We showed that at Farsley on Tuesday night, who were top of the division, and we were significantly better than them second half, and I'm not quite sure how we haven't won the game, but we haven't. But yeah, we're in a much better place now. The club's buzzing again. The people coming back through the turnstiles. We've had sort of a 230, 240 average gate. And hopefully big games like the one at the weekend will only continue and help us to do that.
And you touch upon the game this weekend. It is a big game. It's against Redditch United in the FA Trophy second qualifying round. Redditch United, last season they were in the mix for promotion.
Yep.
This season they've had an okay start to the season. What are you expecting for them this weekend?
Well, you probably know more about them than we do. We've had a look at them. We know as much as you can know from a little trip down there and a few videos and sort of scrolling through websites and Twitter accounts and all the rest of it like we do. But we know they haven't had the best of starts. We know they're not in the best of form. I think they've only won one of the last five in the league. And I think the last win was in the trophy. We know they'll be a good side. Don't get me wrong. You don't go from being two games from the Conference North to a bad side overnight. They've got an experienced manager who's clearly got a lot of contacts in that area. So we're expecting a really tough game. No doubt that they'll be favourites just by the fact that they're in the division above us. But in the form that we're in and with the players that we've got, I think we feel that we've got a chance, an opportunity. And in a two-horse race, there's always a chance for the underdog.
Now, if you're in that Rammy area on Saturday, 3 o'clock kickoff at the Riverside Stadium, get the steam train down there. I'm sure they'll have a steam train running or a diesel train or something. But get down there and cheer on Ramsbottom United. Unlike all the other guests we've had on the show this week, Matt, you're pretty much the only one who's playing outside opposition. So we can legitimately say this on behalf of all the listeners, Matt. We hope you win and we hope you stuff them.
Thank you very much. We'll do our best.
So, Mark Fell there, one of the duo at the management at Ramsbottom United. Rami and double-partnered managers go hand-in-hand, don't they?
It is. Yeah. They're a good tradition of it, don't they?
Yeah. So, Redditch United are coming to the Riverside this weekend. And what do you think? Because this one's, on paper, it's nailed on Redditch United, but you never know.
No, and I think Rami, there's a couple of reasons why Rami should feel good. They're on a good run. They've knocked Prescott and Sheffield out, so they've had a couple of good wins in this season's competition already. Revisiting the theme of some of the other clubs you've mentioned, their home record this season is really strong. They've only lost one of the nine league games they've played at home, so they shouldn't be frightened of anybody. Redditch have designs, I'm sure, despite losing Liam McDonald, are still trying to challenge for the playoffs in the Southern Premier League Premier Division, but they haven't won any of their past four games. They've just slightly slid, and they're just outside the top five at the moment. So I think it's quite a tough one to call that.
And that's answered the question of Jake Coote, who's been in touch to say, tough game for Rami at home to Redditch United in the FA Trophy. Anyone know anything about Redditch? Well, there you go. There's some things. I think they got to the playoff final as well last year, I think. In the Southern League, with Liam McDonald in charge, who's manager at Hensford. So there you go. More facts for you too. And Redditch is in a part of the world called the Midlands. So there you go. Right, moving on. Shaw Lane. Right, we had the manager obviously Shaw Lane last week. So we've not brought them on this week. If you're wondering, because surely that's an upset in the making here. Shaw Lane against Whitby Town. Ooh.
It's got to be. I mean, I said Hensford and Stafford's a big game, but I think this is definitely up there.
And Andrew Snaith from Whitby Town Radio has been in touch to say, battle of the league leaders as Shaw Lane take on Whitby Town makes it a first ever visit in the trophy for Whitby. Wouldn't be gutted with a draw. So, Mr. Snaith, you're now top of the league, the Premier Division. You need to act like it. You know, don't start, you know, setting your sights on a draw. Come on. Now, obviously, we heard from Leeds Town's manager last week. They're travelling to St Ives Town, another Southern League against Division 1 South affair. This is because of the way it all works with regards to the regionality of the competition at this stage. But Leeds Town against St Ives Town, it's a long trip. If they can get over the travelling, there's a good chance here for Leeds Town, I feel. Next up, with a potential upset, Trafford against Michelob Sports at Shoreview. I caught up with the manager, Tom Baker, of all people. Can you believe it, Simo? Tom Baker, here I am talking to him in regards to this fixture. So joining me now from Trafford FC, we're joined by the manager making his debut. It's Tom Baker. Hello, Tom. How's things?
Hiya, Ben. Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad at all.
So we'll come to Trafford v Michelob Sports in a second or two. But just your general feeling to the start Trafford have had this season. It's been an okay start for the club.
Yeah, not too bad. The first sort of 10 games was a mixture really of some really good performances and good results, and then some not so good ones. Consistency was something that we were struggling with, but certainly of late. We're currently 6 unbeaten, and we're in good form, and we've picked up some really good results, and the performance has been really pleasing as well.
Now, I saw Trafford in pre-season. You played FC United, and the team that was being created there, it was like an FC United old boys club. It was filled with high caliber players from FC United's NPL days. What's the makeup of the team like this season now after pre-season?
Yeah, we have made some changes. You're right in what you're saying. We did have quite a few ex-FC lads and other clubs. Since then, a couple have moved on. Kyle Jacobs has moved on, and Nicky Platt's moved on. We've still got Lee Neville, ex-FC. If I'm being totally honest, we probably didn't have quite the right combinations. At the moment, I feel we're not far off now. We've got a good blend of youth and experience. I do feel you need both, and we probably didn't have. We didn't have that sort of mixture right at the start of the season, but yeah, at the minute it's looking okay. We're quite thin squad wise. We've not got the biggest squad. We've only been carrying probably 12 or 13 players sort of the last 4 or 5 weeks. So that's something we're looking to address. But overall, I can't complain.
And last season, obviously, it was a decent finish for Trafford, just finishing behind the playoffs slightly, just in eighth position. It's a great club. It's a cracking club at Trafford. The pitch is lovely. And when it comes to the club more generally, obviously, it's been a couple of seasons now since relegation. What was your expectations for the club this season?
This season, I mean, it's difficult to say. I mean, my own expectations are I'd like to push for the playoffs. I haven't had an exact conversation with the chairman or the club on what's expected and where they want to be, but I'm sure it's very similar to mine. There's no guarantees with that because there's just so many teams that want to try and achieve the same thing and teams that have obviously got a lot more pulling power than us in terms of finances. But obviously, with finishing eighth last year in my first season and sort of the first season after the relegation under the previous management, obviously, naturally, the aim is to try and improve on the eighth finish. So I'd say that's probably the aim. If we can better that eighth finish, that'd be great. But again, there's just no guarantees at this level, Ben. It's so tough. The league's so competitive.
Well, we're Division One in both North and South this season are both ridiculous for the calibre of clubs and teams in there. That's certainly true. But you could put the league to one side for this weekend. You've got a big game in the second qualifying round of the FA Cup. Michelob Sports are coming to town. Now, if it was a month ago, I'd say it would be really tricky for Trafford, this one. But Michelob are not in the best of form. I've said it now. What are you expecting this weekend, Tom?
I'm not thinking like that anyway. No, in all honesty, we're under no pressure. The trophy and the FA Cup are the sort of competitions that you want to try and stay in. Financially, they're so important for the club. But we've gone a couple of rounds now. We beat Cole and then we beat Bamber Bridge, which were two great results to get to this stage. So we just feel that there's no pressure on us. Not to be, sound cliche, but all the pressure is on Michelob being the team from the higher league. So we're just going to go out, we're going to enjoy it, we're going to give it everything that we've got. We're in good form, and we're going to sort of see where that takes us.
Well, Shoreview's the place to be if you're in South Manchester, the Trafford, Urmston, Flixton area of the country. Shoreview, 3 o'clock kickoff this weekend. Trafford against Michelover Sports. Whisper it quietly, but I think there might be an upset. But I'm saying that, not Tom, just to say. But Tom, we wish you all the best of luck this weekend.
Thank you,
thanks for taking the time out of your busy day to come on the show, and all the best for the up till Christmas, and then we'll have you back on, I think, in the new year.
No worries. Cheers for that, mate. Thank you.
Or, I should say, when you reach the first round proper of the FA Trophy, we'll get you back on then.
Yeah, that'd be great, wouldn't it?
Nice one. Thanks, Tom.
Cheers, then.
So, Trafford against Michelover Sports. A big thank you there to Tom Baker at Trafford. Now then, we've saved the best till last. The best till last. And obviously, we're not speaking to the Witten Albion manager. Why should we when Simo's here? Witten Albion against Kettering Town of the Southern League. Oh, you know what? Go on.
This is really exciting. I mean, some Witten fans we spoke to are slightly older. Remember, Witten v Kettering is a big conference fixture back in the mid-90s. I mean, two clubs that have fallen from that high point since, but two still very big clubs at the levels that they play at. Witten are having a tremendous season, as we've touched on in previous This Is The Podcast. They're also having a really good run in this season's FA Trophy. They thrashed Brighouse Town, who were top of the Division 1 North at the time, and then had two really good games against Colwyn Bay, by the way, in the last round, and went through Parky Drayton, didn't in last round, hammered them. Like I say, big club. By their expectations, probably having a slightly below par season, they would expect, certainly their fans would definitely expect them to be challenging for a playoff position. That's not happening at the moment. They're 12th in the league and some distance away from the top five as well. Although they have shown signs in the past week or so of returning to a bit of form. They hammered St Ives, who we mentioned earlier, 7-0 last weekend. So come up to Northwich feeling a little bit better about the world. I think they had a good win as well in their local county cup as well. Witten, again, to revisit a theme of other ties that I've mentioned, they also have yet to lose at home this season in all competitions, and knocked Buxton out of the FA Cup, a higher-ranked team at Winchester Park, and obviously Kettering are higher-ranked than them. So I spoke to Carl McCauley this week, and they're really confident, but they also feel that this Saturday is the best chance they'll have of knocking Kettering out. If they do end up going down there for a replay, I think that changes things. So, yeah, I think, you know, again, perhaps a slightly bit of bias creeping in, but it's certainly up there as one of the ties of the round, if not the tie of the round, along with the Shore Lane and the Henshaw games.
Well, there you go, and I'm assuming you go to that game.
I'll be at that game, so you can check in. I'll be doing the build-up for it on our website in the next 24 hours or so, and then, yeah, I'll be doing updates and a report.
Sell it. Go on, where can people go?
Yeah. So, at @Simo_on_sport for updates on the day, and northwichguardian.co.uk for all the build-up and the reaction as well.
Andrew Simpson from the Mid-Cheshire Guardian, thank you for taking the time out of your busy Thursday evening to come on the show, and you have a lovely weekend.
Thank you, and you, mate.
And that, dear listener, is the end of this week's Evo Stick Extra. A big thank you to James Hayes from the MPL Facebook group and Andrew Simpson from the Mid-Cheshire Guardian for joining me on this week's show. Bit of an apology, no wall of correspondence this week. There's just been too much going on in the league with the Dudeson, with the league, and with the FA Trophy, and of course Stourbridge. Speaking of which, a big good luck to everyone in the FA Trophy this weekend. A big good luck to Stourbridge on Monday night. We hope you win. Sincerely, we hope you win and go through to the next round. And then we hope you beat Northampton Town as well. Why not? Also, a bit of an apology for the sound issues with Andrew Simpson towards the end of that interview. I'll be buying a new wire for next week's show, so apologies for that. Remember, you can keep up to date with all the latest news, chatter, discussions, that kind of thing, by visiting the MPL Facebook group. That's at facebook.com/groups/the MPL. But that's it for this week's Evo Stick Extra. A big thank you to all my guests for joining me this week. Big good luck to all you lot out there, and wherever you're going this weekend to cheer on your Evo Stick NPL side, make sure that you have fun. Goodbye.
With over 500 high-performance products in the Evo Stick range, you may need a bigger van. Evo Stick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.